Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It's not the will of God that the church be diminished. You know, you hear people saying they used to run, 500, and now they run 5, but they're okay with it because God did a cleansing in their midst. That's not right. I said, that's not right. The churches are supposed to be full, and there's supposed to be new churches springing up. You know, it is so ignorant how churches and pastors act. They're so scared they're going to get some of my people. Do you know what percentage of the surrounding counties in these couple, two or three states around here are in church this morning? If every church building that exists was filled to the max, do you know how many people still wouldn't be in church in these surrounding counties? People are ignorant and they're so scared of losing their little people. No. Every church is supposed to be maxed, and new churches and growing and expanding and bigger. Right? What about all the millions of people that are lost and not going anywhere and not doing anything? Is it God's will for them to come in? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Boy, if we could just get excited about it this morning, I think it would please the Lord. What is He interested in? What are we interested in? Making our payments. No. Going to work. No. Going to school. No. Coming back. Retiring.
No.
Huh? It's true. People are just too busy with their own life to build the church. Are we interested in what He is interested in? Is His priority our priority?
Yes.
When we read and hear Him say, on this rock, I will build my church. We ought to think, me too. Yes. Yeah, I'll help you, Lord. Yes. You, here am I. I'll help you in building this thing.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got my strength. You got my body. Yes. You got my mind. You got my money. You got my time. Here am I.
Yes.
Let's get this thing done. Because
yes.
Just in a few more breaths, we're all out of here. Just a few more days, we're gone. And it won't matter who knew us or how successful we were in the world or how much money we made. Won't matter at all. All that'll matter is if we did what He put us down here to do, if we did our part in building His church. Don't get condemned now. You would only be condemned if you've already made up your mind, I'm not doing anything. See, people are condemned because they've already made up their mind.
That's right.
I know that's right, but we got our life to live and I'm busy and I'll come to church once in a while, but don't expect anything else of me. Well, don't talk to me about it. If He's okay with that, you're fine with me. I don't care beyond what He says, but I don't think He's okay with that. Do you? I don't think He's okay with that. He said you got to be willing to leave everything.
Yes.
Didn't He? If you're going to be His disciple, you got to be willing for it to cost you everything and follow Him. We are not just put on the planet to go through our routine, to get up, go to work, make supper, make the bed, sweep the floor, wash the car, and do it again the next day. Huh? Go to the soccer game, go to the parent-teacher meeting, get your hair done, come home. Why are we here? Why do you exist? Is God real? Does He exist? Is Jesus real? What's He doing? See, people write all these books and they theorize about why are we here? It's a great mystery. Why are we here? Well, if you're a Christian and you read the Bible, you know why you're here. You know why you're here. All things have been created for His pleasure. And it gives Him good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Glory to God. And He's building His church. He's doing something that lasts for eternity. So we ought to get up in the morning thinking, build the church, build the church. How are we going to build the church today? Build the church. And lunchtime, we ought to be in between bites thinking, how are we going to build the church? How are we going to build the church? Right? Lord, how can I help build the church? Not just a local church, the church. The church. How can we build the church? And keep that in our mind, keep that in our thinking, because what's important to Him is important to us. Now, what is the church? The church are the called together ones. Called out of the world, called out from wherever we were, but not just called, but called together. Unity is a big part of the church. Also, the church are those written in heaven, the Bible says. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the church. The Bible says the church is His body. The church is the body of Christ. He is the head of the church. He is the head of the body. The Bible calls the church His bride. We are the Lord's wife. We are the Lord's bride. We talked about this. The church is called the house of God. The house. And we read in 1 Corinthians where He's building this house. And He used the comparisons like a master builder. And He said, everybody's going to be rewarded according to what kind of work you did on the building. And some people's work is going to mean nothing. They didn't do anything. It mattered. And it's going to be tried by fire. It's going to be gone. But other people's work was good. And when it passes the test of the fire, it's going to be like gold and silver and precious stones. It's going to last forever. And you'll be rewarded for it. What you did to help build this thing. Are you in the building business? Come on now. Anybody in here? Are we in the building business? We're in the building business. Building business. And, I don't think it's a coincidence that the Lord, even in His natural life, came into a family of carpenters. And that's what He did. Right? Why? Well, it was a natural example. He's a builder. He's a builder. Takes materials and makes something out of it. And He's building His church. Somebody say He's building His church. He's building His church. He's building His church. Now, I would like for you to go with me to 1 Timothy, please. 1 Timothy and the 3rd chapter. 1 Timothy and 3. Talking more about the church this morning. The reason I'm exhorting along this line is just God expects us to respond in faith before we know what we're going to do. Have you found out the Lord's big on faith now? Have you? It's a requirement. It's not an option. And so He does things like this all the time. He says, okay, guys, I'm going to build my church. You with me? And if you go, what do you want me to do? Well, I don't know. I'm busy. I got kids. I got a job. What do you want? Unacceptable. If you do that, He is already displeased with you.
Exactly.
Are you with me now?
Yes.
Me, you? He requires faith.
Yes.
There's only one answer.
Yes, sir.
The Lord says, on this rock, I will build my church. You going to help me?
Yes, sir.
You should say, yes. What does that mean? Doesn't matter. Whatever it means. Yeah, Lord, You show me, and yes. And everybody knows the technical correct answer to that question. And yet, people don't. They're too busy. They're too preoccupied. They got too much going. They're going to look at one of these days and they're old and their life is over. And they did some stuff, but they didn't build the church. And it's going to be sad. Even if you're saved, the Bible says you're saved, yet so as by fire, but no reward. People say, well, I don't care as long as I make it in. You say that now. I said, you say that now. You won't. Well, how about let's do all we can?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord expects a faith response. He's always been this way. You know, he told his disciples on that occasion when all the hillsides are covered with people. They've been out there for a long time. They're all hungry. And he looks at his disciples. He says, where are we going to get food to feed all these people? The Bible said he said it. You know, he already knew what he was going to do. But he said it to check them out. What does he expect from them? Huh? He didn't expect them to go, wait a minute. I'm picking up something right now. Now let's see. Oh yeah, there's a little boy's lunch here and you're going to bless that and whoo, glory. And the whole bunch is going, no, he didn't expect them to see all that and know all that. In fact, if you saw all that, it wouldn't require as much faith. And the Bible didn't say you seeing everything pleased God. Without you knowing things, it's impossible to please God. What did it say? Without faith. Could they have responded in faith to that phrase?
Yes.
They could have. They could have just said, Lord, you know. And I'm convinced that you can handle this. You got believing when you don't know, when you don't understand, that's faith. Are you willing for the Lord to use you? Are you willing for Him to take your life any direction that it pleases Him? Many are not. But are you? You hear how weak that is. Help us, Lord. Come on now. Think with me just a minute. Not between me and you. Between you and Him. Are you willing for the Lord to take your life any direction that pleases Him? Are you willing to go anywhere? Or stay anywhere? Do anything with anybody that would please Him? If you're not, that unwillingness prevents you getting direction. People say, well, it depends on what it is. That's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. If you're unwilling to do anything, you're unqualified to do everything.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me